the devil's advocates. Never personal, only politics.
Fancy Brian, we should lie to the people. Sometimes I let it get a little personal around here. I'm just saying. It's a Tuesday You Talking to Me edition. You must be talking to me because no one else around here. Phone lines, they're open. You know, if you join us, I might have you to talk to at 844-967-2789. A little more sound from Rick Scott, the aforementioned senator, either from the states of Wisconsin or Florida. You know, depending on whether you're Joe Biden or you know he's from Florida. Let's just play the sound of the very Skeletor-looking fella. Cut 25, please, Rick Scott.
Joe Biden gave a talk this morning, blamed everybody else on inflation. He took no responsibility and has no plan.
According to you, more from Rick Scott.
In the private sector, when you have a CEO that doesn't have the ability to deal with something, they resign. They go on and do something else. Joe Biden ought to do the exact same thing, and that's the only way we're ever going to get inflation under control in this country.
Rick Scott, in the private sector, the company he headed was like, what, the largest, greatest defrauder of the federal government through the Medicaid, Medicare system in the nation's history? That's your history in the private sector, sir. And just because your ass didn't get thrown personally in jail, because, you know, these are corporate decisions. What was your future? You resigned to run for politics? Just keep that in mind. We do have more sound from President Joe Biden, not specifically responding to Rick Skeletor Scott, but, you know, speaking on the broader inflation. That is an important problem. I understand. State of Wisconsin, right now, highest average gas prices we've ever had. Ever, historically, highest gas prices.
When I was in Florida, $6.50.
Oof. I've seen it very high in, like, California, but, you know, we're over $4 here. That's starting to hurt. Anyways, let's hear the president, you know, seeing if we can solve some of these problems, making strides, perhaps, towards solutions. Lucky cut 13.
We look at the economy today. It's clear we've made enormous strides. And our plans and our policies have produced the strongest job creation economy in modern times.
That part's true. More from President Joe Biden. Cut 14.
I know the families all across America are hurting because of inflation.
And also, some of that is exacerbated. And if you're paying particular attention to the geopolitical happenings in, let's say, Ukraine, that is the breadbasket of Europe. And that is exacerbating the inflationary pressures. Joe Biden addresses that here. Cut 15, please.
Ukraine has 20 million tons of grain in storage and silos right now. They're trying to figure out how to get out of the country and to market, which would reduce prices around the world.
Well, Joe Biden also talked about the opposition party, in this case, the grand old Republicans, right? Well, what's their plan? You know, they talk about Joe Biden, the inflation, it's something terrible. What's their plan? Let's hear what Joe Biden would say the grand old party's plan is to stem inflation. Cut 16, please.
The fact is, the average cost of a barrel of oil has been steady for weeks. So why do gas prices keep going up so high? Republicans had offered plenty of blame, but not a single solution to actually bring down the energy prices.
Joe Biden's fault. That's my solution. Joe Biden's fault. He did that. More from the president, cut number 17. It's not just the lack of a plan. The plan they do have is the Rick Scott plan to take away your Social Security, as Joe would describe it. Play it for the people. Please cut 17.
Well, imagine the changes are going to take place then, man. Imagine all the bargaining that's going to take place. You Democrats want to maintain Social Security, you got to give up such and such.
More from Joe Biden, cut 18, please.
My Treasury Department is planning to pay down the national debt this quarter, which never happened under my predecessor. Not once. Because unlike my predecessor, the deficit has gone down both years I've been here.
Well, by creating inflationary pressures, isn't Joe Biden, in essence, diminishing the crippling deficit? Do I get the math wrong? I'm not an economist, and I don't like doing math on the radio. I mean, I've gone through a litany of subjects I really am not good at, but, you know, doesn't by some virtue the inflationary pressures effectively diminish the national debt? Because if money...
So what I told you was true from a certain point of view.
I think like 63% of that statement might be true. 844-967-2789. As you try to understand what I'm saying here, Fancy Brian, I'm going to use the words of Joe Biden to describe your condition. Cut 19, please.
I know you got to be frustrated. I know. I can taste it. Frustrated by high prices, by gridlock in Congress, by the time it takes to get anything done. Believe me, I understand the frustration.
You know, first and foremost, let's leave out, believe me. The last guy sort of used that quite a bit, right? You remember Trump? Believe me. You always knew he was about to lie when he said, believe me. And also, Joe, and, you know, I try not to hearken back to his history as a sniffer, but Joe's been known to use the olfactory to take a whiff of, you know, some hair or something every now and again. I just wouldn't bring up the whole taste, the whole palate. Just let's stay away from that, Fancy. Right?
It's just subject matter you shouldn't. I don't want him to taste anyone.
If I was Louis C.K., I'd stay far away from masturbation jokes. That's all I'm saying. Certain things you just stay away from.
I think he won an award for not doing that.
Come back with us. An award-winning broadcast of the Devil's Advocate. You know, much like Trump, we make up our own awards and then we tell people, we won! You win, just for listening.
I'm standing here. You make a move. You make a move. It's your move.
By the way, not in my opinion, in the opinion of hundreds of thousands of people on Twitter.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Conway Twitty.